Confession, I have a messy desk. Sometimes I wonder if it's magnetic or osmotic because things just seem to land here as though it's the natural thing to do. Just kidding, of course, and I know I didn't even have to say that. You knew I was kidding, but it does feel like things just land here and they stay here too long. I seriously do want to become more organized, especially after something that happened recently, yesterday actually. My beautiful Christmas cactus from 2015, thanks Mom, she was the one that gave it to me, it suddenly displayed its red blossoms. But I couldn't see it right away because of the clutter on my desk. And yes, I just smiled because I realized I needed to clarify something. It's a small cactus, so don't let your imagination go too crazy picturing a pile of clutter, you know, that could cover a huge plant. It's a small plant, so just had to clarify that. But here's the point. And yes, we devotional writers always have a point for our illustrations, and it helps us to think about God's truth. And it is meant to help you think about God's truth too. So the point of this, yes, the point of this is very simple. How often do we allow the clutter of our lives to cause us to ignore something beautiful, like a truth in God's word that God is trying to teach us? Or how often do we miss out on something beautiful that He is wanting us to enjoy for His glory? Psalm 119:37 says what I desire to pray today, and I quote, "Turn my eyes away from vanity, all those worldly, meaningless things that distract. Let your priorities be mine, and restore me with renewed energy in your ways," unquote. Another scripture comes to mind that we all need to listen to and heed. It's Colossians 3, verse 1, quote, "Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in His resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Let's pray, and I'm going to give an opportunity for those of you who have never received Christ to do so today. He alone is the way to heaven. He said so. I am the way, He said. He didn't say a way. And all we need to do to be saved is to confess our sins, repent of our sins, and accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, and what He did on the cross, believing that He died on the cross in our place, taking the punishment in our place for our sins, and that He rose again, conquering sin and death. That is the ultimate gift, eternal life in Christ. So I'm going to give you that opportunity, because that totally exceeds anything that this world offers to distract us. All the clutter that is in this world is nothing compared to Christ. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You love us and that You sent Jesus, that You gave us Your life, Lord Jesus, on the cross, and that You rose again, conquering sin and death. We receive You, Jesus. We repent, we turn to You, we welcome You to rule our lives. Cleanse us from our sins and use us in any way You want. And we pray for all praying pals who are hurting today. We pray for those that sent prayer requests. And we ask for Your best for each one. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for loving us. We release everything into Your hands. And we love You. Help us to love You more. And help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And the prayer tip of the week, Ask the Lord to help you clear the clutter of your mind so that you focus on His Word, listen attentively, and obey out of love for Him today. He is doing exciting things. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week.